Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. One of the things that I have talked about a great deal is how frustrated I am at the demise of local news. This is something that is going on all over the country, but especially here in New York, in a city and a state with as many different things going on, you would think that New York City and New York State would be a leader in local journalism, but unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, one of the things that hasn't gotten a lot of attention that was passed in the New York State budget is something that I hope will potentially be a model for saving local news in other states. For starters, I hope it saves local news in New York State, but I certainly hope if it's successful here, you know, the saying goes, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I hope if it's successful here, it works elsewhere as well. So what's the story? In tax credits approved by the New York State Legislature, this is a first of its kind employment tax credit. This is a bipartisan plan that offers a statewide total of $30 million in credits each year for 3 years that can be used to cover half of a journalist's salary up to $50,000 a year. Publishers are only allowed to use the credits if they both hire new reporters and keep their current staff. This is huge. This is a landmark bipartisan plan to help counter the collapse of community news. $30 million in employment tax credits for local news outlets. My hope is that this will help some local newspapers, some local radio stations, some local TV stations keep the lights on and keep paying their bills and maybe even hire new journalists to be a watchdog on state government. And I like the form of this, where it's a tax credit rather than a direct grant to newsrooms, because if it was a direct grant, that raises the question of conflict of interest and how can any journalist really be biting the hand that feeds them. We'll see where this goes and how it works out here. Who knows? Maybe even our radio station could take advantage of it. But if it works here, I hope it's used to save local news elsewhere.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Tomorrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. We've been hearing in the last few days a great deal from politicians and interest groups about what they're pleased with and not pleased with in the state budget. Unfortunately, it looks like on the issue of crime, New York's lawmakers missed an enormous opportunity, and law enforcement is not at all happy about that. The New York Sheriff's Association says the legislature had an opportunity to end open season on police officers, and they didn't. Let me give you some facts. One sheriff's deputy and one police officer were killed in a single incident near the city of Syracuse last week. A third police officer was shot and killed in New York City during a routine traffic stop in late March. A fourth officer was seriously injured last week in a shooting in Albany. That officer will reportedly need months of physical therapy to recover from a shattered femur. The president of the New York State Sheriff's Association, Sheriff Craig DeMond, told Capitol tonight, "I think we need to do something to end the open season on police officers." He's also the elected sheriff of Delaware County, and he wants the state legislature to reinstate judicial discretion as it pertains to a perpetrator's dangerousness. In last year's state budget, some discretion was returned to judges to jail people awaiting trial for alleged crimes, but Sheriff DeMond says that wasn't enough. He says we have done some tweaking of bail reform over the past couple of years, and for that we're grateful, but clearly we have to do more. I think those of us that want reduced crime, a lot of times we risk overstating how bad certain aspects of the crime problem are. Not on this one. Judicial discretion and bail reform and the lack of judicial discretion is a huge problem in the criminal justice system. And quite frankly, it's making the streets of New York State and New York City more dangerous. And not to bring that back as part of the budget and not to tweak bail reform even further, I think is a tremendous mistake and a tremendous missed opportunity. And I hope the legislature is able to do something about it next year.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Well, I want to apologize. I want to apologize to the fans of the New York Mets because a day or so ago, I basically said, congratulations, New York Mets. You guys are doing so great. And apparently I spoke way too soon. Maybe I jinxed them because now the Mets have lost three straight. The Mets were dominated last night in their loss to the San Francisco Giants. And Luis Severino gave the Mets rotation a little bit of a boost by pitching six innings. And he looked good in five of them. But that one inning that he didn't look so good loomed pretty large because going up against this probable Cy Young winner, Logan Webb, and a previous Cy Young winner just last year, the Mets were out of their league. So now the Mets went from winning six games in a row to losing three games in a row, and I just hope that this hasn't killed our momentum. So I apologize if I jinxed us. And I want to remind you, we've got some brand new merchandise at the WABC Radio Store. All you have to do is go there, WABCRadioStore.com, click on Personalities, find my name, Frank Morano, and we've got all sorts of brand new merchandise branded with the Moranos. It's our version of the Sopranos. It's kind of kitschy. It's kind of cool. So please order not just that, but there's some cool alien stuff on there as well that that I have and people get a big kick out of. If you want to check out the place to go, go to WABCRadioStore.com, and if you buy anything, use the promo code FRANK15 and you could save 15% off. It's not only great for you if you're a fan of the show, but with Mother's Day coming up, it's a great gift for Mother's Day if you know of a mother who is a fan of this show, whether she happens to be your mother or any other mother in America. So that's WABCRadioStore.com. Click on Personalities, Frank Morano, and use that promo code FRANK15. And if you want to send me a little something, meaning merchandise, not money or anything like that, but merchandise, I would certainly appreciate that. I don't have any of this new Morano's themed merchandise, but I'm hoping that they'll send me some. But if they don't, and you want to send me some, be my guest.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
I think you would be hard-pressed to find a city that was friendlier to immigrants, both legal and illegal, than New York City. I'm sure there are a couple, but it's a short list. There was a hearing held last week by the New York City Council's Immigration and Hospital Committees, and it saw black migrants who had arrived in the city airing their grievances about public services, they have been provided, including food and accommodation, with one woman even complaining that New Yorkers won't learn Congolese languages. The hearing drew over 1,000 immigrants, mostly from countries in Africa and many illegally in the country, with some claiming that they had been promised money, green cards, or work visas if they attended. While only 250 of them were allowed inside, the rest congregated outside in a park protesting. The hearing was touted in a press release as aimed at African migrants in shelters to understand how the Adams administration is addressing language access barriers, cultural competency challenges, health needs, and other roadblocks. But at one point during the hearing, which lasted for over 6 hours, the conversation turned to language services offered by the state, with some migrants complaining that Spanish and English speakers are given priority and African immigrants are unfairly excluded. It was then pointed out that many immigrants are illiterate and can only speak their native language, and further suggested that New Yorkers refuse to accommodate by not learning those languages. There are 3,000 languages spoken across Africa, with many having hundreds of different dialects. Now, at another point in the hearing, migrants began complaining about the free food and housing they've been provided, saying it isn't good enough. They described the situation as unacceptable and shameful, and even calling New York City anti-African, racist, and xenophobic, charging that the council is responsible for this pain and suffering that will affect migrants for generations to come. This is totally tone deaf, absolutely absurd. And I think the fact that you would come here uninvited and then complain about the free food, the free housing, and the other services that you're being provided, what motivated you to come here? Thinking you were going to get everything for free? Well, you're not. This struck me as remarkably ungrateful for what New York City,
beam me up,
has done for them. To be continued.